actions that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, when you look at how politics has ruined sports, how it's ruined the Olympics, and the hypocrisy of the things that we do in this country, when you look at the NBA, I don't watch the NBA any longer. I think about the fact that you have NBA players that want to support China and Nike, where they're making all their money, and they're not loyal to this country. When I look at the NFL, Major League Baseball, the only sport I can support really is hockey, or college sports for that matter. And you know, it's really interesting. This is the first time in my life that I have showed no interest to the Olympic Games. Now, I wasn't around in 1936. I'm sure television wasn't what it is today. I know it wasn't, but when you look back to 36, what happened after the 36 Olympics? Germany started to invade Europe. And right now, the conversation out there is that China could actually be doing similar things. And it's terrifying to me because I do not want to see a world war. I'm blessed to say I'm 60 years old, but I look at what's happening in Ukraine, and citizens are working with weapons and guns and learning how to defend themselves. And I'm terrified that a lot of young, innocent people, men, women, children, are going to be injured, dead, maimed for life. And this is sad. And it all started when they pulled the rabbit out of the hat called COVID-19, the pandemic. And to see how it was politicked against Trump, so to speak. And to see what's happened in the last year with the mask mandates and this mandate and that mandate. What they've tried to do is take away the freedoms. And you know what's happening? People in France, a socialist nation, Canada, a socialized nation, the United States trying to go socialized, the people are fighting back. It's a beautiful thing. Freedom is a wonderful thing. People are not happy. And it makes sense. Our politicians have lost common sense. How in the world could you partner with an enemy and give them access to how they could kill you? With all the medications that we import from China, what is that doing to our people? The fact that that this virus may be from Wuhan is terrifying. The fact that we have a president's son who's into crack, and now we're dispensing crack pipes. I mean, really, have you seen those clips off the computer from Hunter? I mean, how in the world can anybody look the other way? I mean, I got to hear about Trump this and Trump that. You know what? You never see his kids doing the kind of things that his kids have done. I don't know about you. There's something wrong when your one son starts shacking up, who's married, and he has kids, starts shacking up with your other son's wife in an affair. And your grandchildren on both sides. How do you embrace that? And then he blows that up with some stripper in Oklahoma and gets her pregnant. And then you have the president of the United States. He's one of the smartest people I know. That speaks volumes about how few people you really know. My name is Pat Casale. This is Live and Local Now. Say 702-866-6700. 866-6700. We'll be right back after this.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Yeah, coming up on 131 as we check things out on area freeways on a Friday afternoon. There is a crash on the left shoulder. That's Interstate 515 westbound at Eastern. And there's only two lanes available through there anyway. So that's causing some extra consternation as you try to work your way through the 515 freeway. Also, do expect delays the other direction on the 515 eastbound at Main Street. Only two lanes available through there as well as they complete that bridge reconstruction in 2023. Otherwise, congestion on the 15 south at Oakey. Also slow 215 westbound at Decatur. And overnight road work, that's Interstate 15 northbound at Tropical Parkway. The roadway closes at 6 p.m.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Raiders defensive line coach Rod Marinelli has made the decision to retire. He is 72 years old. Most recently worked as the defensive line coach with the Raiders. Not clear if he was going to have an opportunity to return. He did serve as the club's interim defensive coordinator late in 2020 after Las Vegas fired Paul Gunther. The Vegas Golden Knights, they get the weekend off. They'll play again on Wednesday against Colorado. UNLV basketball, they've got a big one coming up tonight as they will play in Boise against Boise State.
Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for fur babies. If you think it's been hard being stuck at home for a year, think about your dog. It's been 7 years for them, and they deserve to get out and sniff the world, too. So grab Daisy, Ranger, or Doodles and hit the road. But be sure to stick your head out the window and look for a Motel 6. And like all pets, Baxter stays free. Hot dog. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we sing about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada, paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When we look at left-wing media, the left-wing news, I know people want to say, oh, you watch Fox, it's right-wing. No, Fox really does a hell of a job in the middle. Now, Newsmax may be more right-wing, so to speak. But I've been watching CNBC, NBC, ABC, CNN lately, and you know what's amazing to me? They don't want to discuss the caravan in up in Canada. I was shocked to find out there was something going on in France today. Now, why is that we don't hear about that stuff? Why is it that only left-wing stuff can be heard? These are the kind of things that I look at as a American citizen, and I got to ask questions. You know, when you look at what is going on in America today, it's scary. And when you look around and you see some of the, a homeless man touting big government checks, he's being funded to stay homeless. Now, I made this comment a few years ago. You look at how much they pay these homeless organization people, the heads, and with pensions and everything, they're paying them $500,000 a year. If they solve the homeless problem, they lose their jobs. So you tend to wonder about it. But this taxpayer-funded poverty, San Francisco man claims city practically pays him to be homeless as a California resident, which scares the hell out of people. And when you looked at this, and you look at, like, for example, and you look at the rules for homelessness in San Francisco, if you live up there and you're at a beautiful restaurant and a homeless man comes in and he stinks and lays on the floor, you can't throw him out. It's against the law. You can't stop him from doing that. Now, wouldn't it make sense to say, well, if you can't afford to be in the room and eat something here, you shouldn't be allowed in? If your bodily hygiene is that far off, you shouldn't be allowed in a place where other people are sitting down dining. But yet California wants to make rules to oblige these people. It's you know, if this guy, what this guy is saying is accurate, we're going to give money. We're going to give money to people that stay homeless. We're going to give drug paraphernalia to enable people to do drugs. All we're going to have is a third world country. And you know what? We're easily invadable. Sooner or later, the bad guys are going to see it's time to take over our country. And that's the kind of stuff that I look at that's terrifying to me as an American citizen. I don't want to be in a situation where I have to carry a gun. Not because I'm a tough guy, but because I need protection. And the fact that you actually have people in this country that want to defund police is absurd. And I know some people say, well, it's only a handful. Even one person who says defund the police, Bush from Kansas City, is out of her bird. But she wants security. Rihanna wants to defund the police, but she wants security. How does that work? I'm a little off on this. You know, people's civil liberties being challenged around the world. Which I think it was Australia. You couldn't even leave the house. They wanted you to wear a mask in your own house that you couldn't leave. They said, if you go shopping for food, don't talk to anybody. What's that about? What world are we living in? And when you look at what got me is I'm listening to these newscasters talk about the north of the border stuff. And immediately it's QAnon. It's immediately responses that are totally adverse to the reality. What they're trying, there's a message they're driving home. It's a freedom convoy. We're about to have one in the United States. DC is terrified because if this convoy heads to Washington during his State of the Union, what does he say now? His disapproval rate is over 60%. This is reported not by Fox, but CNN. Look at the mishandling of illegal immigration, the border problems. You can't make this up. It's hard for, you know, I do a show called Common Ground. I find it difficult to find common ground with any of this. You know, I when I raise my daughter, I tell her, listen, if you got to think about something, whether to do something for more than 10 seconds, don't do it. There's something wrong with it. If you got to think about it, like if it doesn't come natural, like go play in traffic. Does that sound right to you? Why would you do it then? How about we try to teach our children not to steal. Yet you could go to California And as long as it's under $950, they don't penalize you. It's legal. How in the hell does that work? Imagine you own a business. You put your life savings into that business. And a bunch of morons could come in there with crowbars, smashed glass, and steal, walk out with it. How does that work? How could that be allowed? Anywhere in the world. I, for one, would end up in jail. Why? I would shoot you. I would have no problem blowing your brains out. If you came into my property with a crowbar, with a mass bunch of people, I you know what? I want one of those AR-15s with about 50 rounds. I want to pick you off one by one by one. You know why? Because that's wrong. And allowing these people to do it, what's going to happen in these areas around the country? They're going to lose businesses, but more importantly, Those same drug stores will never open again. So people who really are in need of drugs are going to have to travel to get those drugs. Think about that. I mean, they talk about the insurrection on January 6th. Seattle, Kansas City, Chicago, Minnesota. What were they? Milwaukee. Wisconsin, not maybe. I mean, what happened in Wisconsin should have never happened. Then you have a scumbag run over and kill six people, and the president of the United States doesn't have the balls to fly to Wisconsin to talk to those people, to give them, to show them compassion? How do you compare him to Trump when Trump would have been there? That's a fact. Oh, Trump is a scumbag. Really? What's, if that's true, what's Joe Biden? A POS? That's not point of service if you're talking insurance. That's bad, man. We'll take a break. We'll be right back after this.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're back. We're totally back here. I'll tell you right now, it's kind of crazy. President Biden to speak with Putin tomorrow. Putin's going to probably say, I need to talk to somebody who has a little bit on the ball. We'll talk to my friend Al right now. Hey, Al, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Pat? How are you, buddy?
I'm doing very well.
Yourself? Hey, I'm listening to you. You are pretty good. You know, one thing that a lot of people are over, I heard your monologue, and I wanted to call in on that, but I'm in the middle of doing some stuff over here. You talked about the economy and everything that was that's going on. Now, the chairman, the Fed chairman Powell, because, you know, I'm in real estate and investments and all that other stuff on top of everything else, he was saying that if we could get the supply side mechanics and all that organized, there's a chance we may not raise interest rates. Now, there's a guy named Peter Navarro who was the counselor to
Know him very well. He just got subpoenaed over January 6th.
Yeah. Yeah, he just got subpoenaed, and he's talking about stagflation. And that's exactly what people are overlooking. You know, when you look at the Carter years, it was stagflation. Now, stagflation is high interest rates with no jobs. And that's exactly what's happening. I'm tying all this together with the truckers. These trucker guys, they're the ones that are moving all of our everything. Now, we got high gas prices. Now, on top of that, even if the gas prices were to come down, with the stuff, people not moving things around, it still creates a high demand. And so the prices are going to go up. So the thing is that we've got a double whammy. We've got high interest rates, and the rates are going to go higher, so people can't borrow money to grow a business. You want to grow a business? You need to borrow money. Okay, that's why all the NASDAQ is going down, because all these are high growth stocks like Microsoft, like Apple, like Tesla. They're all going down right now. Okay, like Lucid, which is where I'm in, because the thing is that nobody's going to borrow any money to grow. You can't build new buildings. Nobody, you know, everyone's going to hold on to their money because interest rates are going up. So you got that. You got the truckers who can't even move the supplies that we have. We got vaccine mandates. These guys are just idiots. They're doing everything to stifle us. And the thing, what's going to happen is stagflation. Inflation is going to be high. Gas prices are going up. Okay, OPEC does not want to lower increase their production to lower the prices. Biden shut down all the oil fields as much as he could. So you're going to have high oil prices. Gas is going to be expensive. The truckers, they can't work because of the mandates. And all that. Then they're going to raise interest rates. There's going to be no work, and the prices are going to go up. That's the definition of stagflation. You know, the thing is that if Biden would have said, you know what, all you truckers, start moving, man. Start moving all the stuff. Let's get all the stuff. Let's get it. That probably would have saved us. But that's going to be, and hopefully you were talking about the truckers. That's the smartest thing you could do on your radio show and all the conservative radio. We need an American-based truck movement like they're doing. I haven't been following what's going on in Canada, but we need to start getting these goods shipped and put the pressure on these guys to do that, because that's what's really going to help us. Raising interest rates, that's just going to create stagflation, and it's going to create more. People right now are rushing. I'm in the middle of doing a loan right now. Rates are going to go up, okay? People are going to want to hold on to their money. It's going to be harder to borrow money, and people aren't going to, you know, they're not going to want to invest in growth. And that's what it is, man.
When you look at the stock market today, down another 500 points, down to 34,000.
Oh, exactly.
Listen, it's only the beginning. And I tell you right now, being on the precipice of a war, as soon as there's the first rocket or gunshot happens over in the Ukraine,
that
market's going to go down 2,000 points.
Exactly, and I forgot talking about the war. If that war breaks out, it's history. Can we bounce back? I really don't know. I think Donald Trump, the last I heard, or not at all. But I did hear him one time saying, you know what, I wish Biden the best. Now he's not even putting the guy down. He's trying to wish him the best. That's how bad things are.
We're in a real quandary here. It's not going to
get out. So anyway, stagflation is something that people, we need to get that trucker movement. And then now that people, you know, they're taking all the money away. I heard that they were trying to not embezzle, but that they were going to confiscate the money. And then DeSantis said, hey, you know what? I'm going to sue you guys. So they go, no, we're going to return the money even if you guys don't claim it. And we have to get, we have to somehow fund these guys. If you can help these guys, if you want to help, support them on the radio, support them financially, support them with just on the internet, on Twitter, or Gaia or Getter, or wherever you're at, that's where we got to go. And I'm going to tell you first, okay, I'm recommending to Donald Trump's new media, he's already teamed up with Rumble, with Nunez from the guy. Nunez is running a lot of his social media, the guy from California who retired from being a councilman. What's going to happen, you heard it here first, I'm pushing for Donald Trump to get a web browser, because the more you use Facebook, the more you use Google, the more you're feeding China. And Donald Trump needs to get a, he's got a video company. He's got the Twitter. The Twitter thing's not going to help him as much as having a browser. That's how Google made all their money. The advertiser, you'll be able to advertise there. We need a conservative website, a browser, so they don't block us. Cause these guys, they're going to block every story. Google, we're at the mercy of Google. We're being stifled. The less we communicate, like with this trucker movement that's going to be happening, hopefully here in the U.S., the less effective we're going to be. That's kind of what.
Let's keep our fingers crossed, my friend. Thank you for the call, and I'll talk to you soon, huh?
Hey, all righty, buddy. We'll talk
to you later. My name is Pat Cassatt. This is Live and Local Now. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future. who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of